The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This evening shiur is devoted to Hanukkah. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, my Hanukkah. What is Hanukkah? The Tonu Rabbonim, the rabbis taught. Excuse me, there's a little echo. I think so. The rabbis taught. Bechof Hei Bekislev, Yumei the Hanukkah Timnayu. The 25th of Kislev, we celebrate Hanukkah 8 days. And these are days which were set that one is not allowed to preoccupy himself with sad things like eulogies and fasts. Shikshenichnusu Yevonim Lahechl, when the Yevonim, the Greek Empire, came into the Beis Hamikdash, Timu Kol Hashmonim Shebehechl, and they caused all of the oil of the Hechel to become impure. Ukeshagavru Malchus Beis Hashmonoi, and at that time the royalty of Klal Yisrael were the Hashmonoim, Matishohu, who was the king gadol, and his sons, Unsochum, and they, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, strengthened their hands, and they were victorious over the Greek Empire. And they came into the Beis Hamikdash Botka Velemotsu Elo Pach Echot Shel Shemen Shohayimunach Becheisomai Shel Kehen Godel. And they searched and they found only one flask of pure olive oil which was sealed by the Kohen Godel. Velohoye Bael Lahadlik Yemechot. And they wanted to light the menorah. The Beis Hamikdash had your courtyards, and then it had what? The Hechel. This was the Mikdosh proper, and the outer part of the Mikdosh was the Kodesh, and the inner part was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh itself had the menorah, amongst other things, Shulchan and Mizbeach. The Kodesh HaKadoshim only had the Oren, which held the Luchas HaBris, the tablets, the Shivrei Luchas, the broken tablets, and the Sefer Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu had written. And, incidentally, this was took place during the, just a slight adjustment here, this took place during the second Beis HaMikdash, and in the second Beis HaMikdash, not everything was there. At any rate, they wanted to light the menorah, and there was enough oil only for one day. Nase b'neis v'hidliku mimenu shmeini yomim. A miracle happened, and the menorah remained lit for 8 days, which gave them enough time to grind olives into new oil, pure oil. Lishona acheres kovum v'asum yomim tovim b'halal v'heido. Next year, the sages, the Hashmonoim, set aside that these days should be celebrated as days of Yom Tovim, good days, with halal, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Heidor, and to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi brings, Osum Yomim Tevim Bahalav HaHeidor, Leisha Asurim B'malocha, not that we are not allowed to work in these days, like other Yom Tovim, Shalei Nikbo Ela Likreis Halal, B'lei Malad Anissim B'Heidor, but to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the halal and with the alanishim, which we say in the Shemein Esrei. The Rambam elaborates a little more in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Megillah in Hanukkah. B'bayi Sheni, during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, this was after Klal Yisrael returned from Golos Bavel. The first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed by the Babylonians. They went into Golus Babel, the exile of the Babylonians. And this was a 70-year exile. During those 70 years, the empire of the world, Babel, was overthrown by Modaiuparas, the Median and Persian Empire. And that's how Klal Yisrael ended up in Shushan Abira. Shushan, which was the capital of Persia, of that empire, Ahasuerus, because they were in that Golus. They were still in exile. And after the 70 years of Golus, they started to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and they returned to Eretz Yisrael under the leadership of Ezra HaSofer. And later, the Median Persian Empire was overthrown by Yovan, by the Greek Empire. And the Greek Empire became the world power. And later they invaded Eretz Yisrael. They caused impurity to the Beis HaMikdash, like we'll see in the Rambam in a minute. So this was during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. And this is what the Rambam is speaking now. He's speaking about Rabbi Sheni in the during the second Beis HaMikdash, Kishemolchu Yovam, when the Greek Empire ruled, Gozru Gzeiros al Yisrael. They came into Eretz Yisrael and they made very harsh decrees. Botel Dosam. They didn't allow Klal Yisrael to keep their mitzvahs. Leiniach nichu esam lasik b'torah b'mitzvahs, to study Torah or to fulfill mitzvahs. Uposhtu yodam b'memeinam b'neisehem, and they stretched out their hands and they took their wealth from them, they took their daughters from them. Nichnasu lehechel, they went into the Beis HaMikdash Potsa bei Pirtzeis, and they performed all types of, they desecrated the Mikdosh with all types of profane acts, with timu hataharos, and they caused impurity to everything that was pure. B'tzar lehem liYisrael me'od, and the tzora was very, very great. Now, if we'll notice that this was not a danger to Klal Yisrael as far as their life was concerned. The Greeks would have been very happy to leave Yisrael live, had they become assimilated and followed all of the Greek practices and all of their idolatrous ways. But this was a Milchamas HaTorah, a war between Torah and Mitzvahs and the culture of the Yevonim. Tzar lehem Yisrael me'od mibnehem, v'lachatzum lachatz godl, acherichem aleihem elekei aveisenu. It was a great sorrow in Klal Yisrael, and because Klal Yisrael refused to submit, so there was great cruelty to Klal Yisrael. It was like a holocaust. Acherichem aleihem elekei aveisenu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmonus, the God of our fathers, and he saved Klal Yisrael from their hands. Begovru b'nei Chashmonoim akahanim, and the children of the Chashmonoim, who were the Kahanim, by the end of the war already Matishohu, their father, was dead. So they were the Kahanim Agdolim. But Horgum, they killed the Greeks, Vahishi Yisrael miyodom, and saved Yisrael from them. Ve'amidu melech min akahanim, and they appointed a king from the Kahanim. Bechozru Malchus Yisrael liyeser al Mosaim Shonim, and the royalty and the sovereignty returned to Klal Yisrael for another 200 years, more than 200 years. This was during the time of the Bayis Sheni, Ad HaChorban HaSheni, until the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. The destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, which took place some 200 years later, that was by the Roman Empire, who eventually became victorious over the Greek Empire, and that's the Golus that we are still in. And when Klal Yisrael became victorious over their enemies, Avodum, and they destroyed him, the Chof Hei Bechodesh Kislev Oyo, it was on the 25th day of Kislev, They went into the Mikdosh and they could not find any pure oil. Elapach echod, only one flask. It was sufficient only to light for one day. And they were able to light the candles of the menorah for 8 days. Until they could grind new olive oil, olives, and bring out new olive oil. And therefore, the sages of that generation enacted that these 8 days should always be kept for days of simcha and halal. And we light candles in front of the houses every evening, mishmenes aleles, of these 8 days, lahareis ulegalesaneis, to publicize, to spread the miracle which took place. B'yomim elu heina nikroin Chanukah, they are called Chanukah, v'asurim behesped betaynis kimei apurim, one is not allowed to eulogize or fast, and so forth. Then, the Rambam continues in Halacha Hey. He writes as follows: Bechol yom v'yom mishmenes hayomim elu gemrim esahalo. In every one of these 8 days, we complete the halal. U'mevorach lefonav asher kicharei b'mitzveis v'tzivanu ligmor esahalo. And we make a bracha before it. The Nusach, the text of the Rambam's bracha, is slightly different than ours. We say Likre Asahalo, to read the Halo. His text was Ligmor Asahalo, to complete the Halo. Because only in the days when we say a total Halo is it considered a real Halo. The other days are not considered a real Halo. So therefore, according to the Rambam's text, in those days we make a bracha ligmor es ha-halo, to complete the halo. Bein yochid bein tzibur, whether an individual or a community. All right. Then he writes further, v'lei halo shel Chanukah bilvad. Well, he explains that the halo is actually a mitzvah from our sages. So he says, not only the halal of Chanukah is a mitzvah from our sages, but kriyas halal elam midivrei sefer, but the halal that we say all of the time on a yantiv is from the sages. B'chol ayemim shegeimer bohen es halal. U'shmeina osu yoyim b'shona mitzvah ligmo es halal. And it's a mitzvah to say the complete halal 18 times during the year. What are the 18 times? Shmeinis Yemei Achag, the 8 days of Sukkos. He's including 7 days of Sukkos in HaTorah and Shmini Atzeres. Shmeinis Yemei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, that's 16. Rishen Shel Pesach, the first night of Pesach, the first day of Pesach. B'yem Atzeres and Shavuos. So we have 18 days. This is all according to the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, we have more because we add on some extra days of Yom Tov. So what are they? 8 days in Sukkos, that's 7 days of Sukkos and 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. 8 days of Chanukah, which is 16. 1 day of Pesach, that's 17. And 1 day of Shavuos, which is 18. And this is what is done in Eretz Yisrael today. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Ein Ben Halal, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we do not say halal, and so forth. And then he explains why. Then he continues to bring here all of the halachas of halal. How to say the halal, how to complete the halal, and what do you do when you only say part of the halal, and so forth, and how do you say halal in Chutz La'aretz. Now, We can ask a few questions here. Firstly, we see that Hanukkah was an 8-day moed. A moed is a set time which is established to do something. And Hanukkah is a moed rabbanan. It's a day, a special time which the Chachomim, the sages, set aside. We see it's an 8-day moed. The reason why it was an 8-day moed is because of the miracle which took place for 8 days, like the Gemara and the Rambam explains, the miracle of the candles. We can ask a kill question. What is the significance of this 8? Why did the miracle last for 8 days? And therefore the Yantiv of Hanukkah is 8 days. And actually, we can add to that question, because the miracle of Hanukkah was because of the Menorah Hamikdash. The Menorah Hamikdash has only 7 candles. It comes out our Hanukkah Menorah has 8 candles. Second question we can ask is, it seems strange that Hanukkah should be a moed which is only midrabonon, enacted by the sages, where we should say hallel more than any other moed, with the exception of Sukkot. And even Sukkot we're actually saying hallel more, because on Sukkot we really say hallel 7 days of Sukkot. That we say hallel on the 8th day, that's because of Shmini Atzeres. Yema Shmini Atzeres Tiyalachem. On the 8th day you should have a Yantiv. And the Gemara says Shmini Atzeres is not Sukkot. It's a Chag Bifnei Atzma, it's another holiday. We do not sit in the Sukkot Shmini Atzeres. If we do our Chutzlor, it's just because of other considerations. But on Shmini Atzeres we do not sit in the Sukkah. We do not take the Lulav and Esrog. So it comes out a great Chidush that Chanukah we say Hallel as much as any Yantif Min HaTorah, and even more technically. Maybe it was because of this, perhaps, that the Rambam chose to elaborate on all of the halochas of Hallel in Hilchas Chanukah. This is his place in the Yad Chazoka, in the Sefer, where he chose to write the Dinim, the Halochas of Hallel. Maybe this was the reason. But this is something which also needs some explanation. We could ask further. Actually, we find 3 Mo'adim that have something to do with the Mishpor Shmeina, with the number of 8. Chanukah is mentioned. Shmini Atzeres is mentioned. The 8th day of Sukkot, which is really like a Yantiv by itself. But that has to do with 8. And then, actually Shavuos also has to do with 8. Why? Because in the Torah, in Parshas Emor, Vayikrochov Gimel Posuk Tes Vov, the Torah tells us, Usfartim Lochem, you should count after Pesach, Sheva Shabosis Tmimais Tiyano, 7 complete weeks, Admi Mochores HaShabbos HaShviis Tisburu Chamishim Yom, until and after the 7th week, will be the 50th day, that's the beginning of the 8th week. Ukerosim be'etzem ayom hazeh mikra kodesh. And that day you should declare as a yantif. So actually Shavuos comes out in the 8th week. And this is Matan Torah. If we want to go one step further, we find another mo'ed, another specific time set aside, which has to do with the number 8, and that is the Bris Milah. Torah set aside that B'yem Hashmini, on the 8th day, is when we should fulfill the Bris Milah. Let's ask another question. We have the Alanisim. We have an Alanisim for Hanukkah, we have an Alanisim for Purim. Both follow the same pattern. It tells us what took place, the Tzorah and the victory. We made Mordechai ve Esther during the time of Mordechai ve Esther and so forth. Kishomar aleim Haman arosha, when Haman wanted to destroy us, v'atobarachamecha rabim, and you saved us. Chanukah, b'mei Matishah ben Yechon and Kain Gordel, chashmonei avonav, during the time of Matishah, who were the Kain Gordel and his children, kishom de malchus yavon harasha alam ko Yisrael, when the malchus yavon wanted to lashkichom teresech, or to destroy our Torah, and so forth, and so forth. V'atob rachamecha rabim amadot alehem, and you, with your great mercy, you stood by us, and you helped us defeat them. But then, in the Alanisim for Chanukah is added Ulecho Asiso Shem Godol VeKodesh BaElamecha, that you made for yourself a great name in the world. Shem Godol. This is not written by Purim. And not only that, but it's repeated a second time, Shem Godol. It states that Kovu Shmeini Shemei Chanukah Elu, these days were set aside, Lahodos Ulahalel, to give praise and hallow, Lishimcha HaGodol, to your great name. So by Purim it's not mentioned anything about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for his name. And on Chanukah it's mentioned that he made a great name, a great name, great and sanctified name in the world, and we should give halal v'hedor, halal and thanksgiving to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great name. Now what is the emphasis on his great name? Purim also we should give praise to his great name. And why does it write Shem HaGodol? It would be sufficient to write Shem HaKodesh, the sanctified day. Why Shem HaGodol? Let's see if we can explain some of this evening. When HaKodesh Baruch Hu created the world, he created two Hanhogas in the world, where he rules the world in two ways. One Hanogo, one way he rules the world, is Tachas HaTeva, through the physical nature of the world. Another way is Lamala Min HaTeva, above and beyond the physical nature and parameters that he laid down in the world. This that he rules the world, Tachas HaTeva, under the nature, through the nature of the world, this is known as a Madrega Shvis, as a dimension of 7. Why? Because the world, the physical world, was created in 7 days. This that he rules the world beyond the nature of the world, this is known as a Madrega Shminis, an 8th level, because this was not part of the Bereishis Bor Elokim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the physical structure. The Anhoga Tachas HaTeva, he rules the world within the nature. His hand is concealed. We look, there's actually not miracles around us. There are billions and billions of miracles around us taking place every second. The person himself is made up of many, many billions of cells that each one communicates with each other and works together in life. Every second this takes place. The solar system is made up of not of billions of stars, but of billions of galaxies. Each galaxy has billions of stars. This is what astronomers tell us. So, yet, we don't see miracles around us, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules the world through the nature, his hand becomes concealed. And this is why the world is called Olam, from the word Helem, to conceal. And this is why also the world is called Alma de Shikra. It's a world that can distort the truth. The Rishoim, the evil ones, because of this, they go after the Aveda Zora, their idolatry. They say that the sun is the master of the world, or the fire is the master of the world, or the sea is the master of the world, or there is no master of the world. It evolved by itself, whatever. Whatever the vogue might be in the particular generation, they go off in their ways. The tzaddikim, the righteous, Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael alone, because you won't find this by Esav, by the European nations. They all follow Christianity. You won't find this by the African nations, and you won't find this by the Asian nations, and you won't find it by the Russian nations. It's Klal Yisrael alone. They see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every facet of the nature. But it's not a clear vision. It's very difficult. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, right at the very beginning, the Torah was Maramis. The Torah subtly told us this. Breishis bore lekim veis hashomayim veis haoretz. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the heavens and the earth. V'haoretz hoy satohu v'vayhu v'cheshech al penei hatohom. But in the world, there was darkness, there was confusion, there was emptiness, there was endless depths. This was a remes. This was a subtle way that the Torah is telling us that even though he created the world, but it's not going to be so easy to see this. This is in regards to the way he governs the world through the Teva, through the physical world. But his hanhoga lemala min ha-teva, the way he governs the world beyond the scope of nature, beyond the physical world, that's called or, that's light, because there his hand is not concealed at all. And that's the gilui shmai, that's the revelation of his name. And that's seen by everyone. And the source of this light comes from the Torah. Because the mitzvahs of the Torah are not in accordance to the laws of nature. For example, it states, Kabir esavicha v'imecha l'man yarich tarich yomecha. Man yarich yomecha, you shall honor your parents and you'll have long days. No, nature does not necessarily give long days if you honor your parents. Aser to aser, give tzedakah, and you'll become wealthy. This is not a natural law. It's not a physical natural law. If you fulfill my mitzvahs, I will give you reward. Ala Adoma, you want long life in Eretz Yisrael? Fulfill my mitzvahs. This is not the natural way of living. The mitzvahs of the Torah are beyond the nature of the world. Their wisdom, the wisdom of the Torah, and its mitzvahs. And therefore, it's called Or. It's a bright light where we can see everything, if we can see through the eyes of the Torah, because it's not concealed by the cloak of the physical nature. And therefore, the Torah is known as a Madrega Shminis. It's the dimension of eight, because it was not part and parcel of the creation of the world, which was in 7 days, of the 7 day creation, but it preceded the world. Now, this explains to us why the giving of the Torah came after 7 weeks of preparation. You shall count 7 weeks, and in the next day, in the eighth week, will be Shavuos and the holiday of the Matan Torah, because the sevens represent what HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in 7 days. The Torah is not part of that picture. It's beyond it. This will explain to us also why the Moed, the specific time set aside for the Bris Milah, is B'Yom HaShmini, on the eighth day. Because the Bris Milah is the preparation for coming to Torah mitzvahs. When Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, they had to have the Bris Milah. They were nichnasu the Bris HaTorah with Bris Milah. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave mitzvahs to Avraham, he commanded him in the Bris Milah. When Echod is Bar LeGayer, if someone comes to convert and become part of Klal Yisrael, prior to the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, before he is able to accept the yoke of the Torah mitzvahs, he has to have a Bris Milah. So it's a preparation, therefore it has to be at a level which is not part of the Maisa Bereishis, of the physical creation of the world, but part of that dimension which is beyond the creation. And this is why we find also, the Maral writes, that we see that when Dovra Melech wanted to praise Torah, and he wrote a special kapitel Tehillim to praise Torah with the entire Aleph Beis, this is kapitel Kuf Yutes, he praised Torah with each letter of the alphabet eight times with the Aleph, and eight times with the Beis, and eight times with the Gimel, and so forth. Now, the Rishoyim, the evil ones, they, just contrary, the Torah lights adds light and vision to the world, they add darkness and blindness to the world because of all of their Aveda Zora, idolatry, and evil acts. And specifically the Arba Malchus. There were four empires, the sages tell us, that not only will be idolaters, but they will stand up to destroy the light in the world, to destroy Israel. Because Israel will be the light in the world, because they're the only nation that accepted Torah. No one else wanted the Torah. And that's why, and these were the four we mentioned before, and that's why the Chazal Darshan in Medrash Rabbah, Va'aretz ha'isa tohu va'vohu v'choshech al p'nei tohom. Four expressions of darkness, of disorder, is mentioned right after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the physical world. Each one represents one of the Arba Malchios, these four empires. Ba'aretz ha'isa tohu zubavel, that's the Babylonian empire that stood up to destroy the light of the world, Klal Yisrael in the Torah. Vavohu zumodai, that was the Median Persian empire. Choshech zu yovan, darkness is Yovan. Shehikshichu es einei Yisrael b'gzeirosom, that darkened the eyes of Klal Yisrael, who wanted to take away their Torah and mitzvahs. And Tahom, depth, it refers to Edom, Esav, the Roman Empire. That just like the depths are endless, so is his cruelty endless. Immediately after that, though, what does it say in the Torah? It says, the first pasuk says, Bereishis bara Elokim, beginning HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the physical world. Then it states, Ba'aretz ha'isa tohu va'vohu, the disorder, the darkness. What does it say after that? Now, it states after that, the next pasuk, Vayem Elokim yihi or. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let there be light. Vayihi or, and there was light. Now the simple sense is he's calling in the physical sun to give light. Medrash tells us a little differently. The Medrash says, in Medrash Rabbah, Perek Beis, Oz Dalet, Vayim Elokim Yior, Ze Avraham. The light will be Avraham. Physical light to disperse physical darkness will be the Shemesh, the sun. But the spiritual light to disperse the spiritual darkness of what we mentioned, Ze Avraham. This will be Avraham. Why? Because Avraham was the first one to bring the light of Torah to the world. The Gemara brings in Masechet Avodah Zarah, the first 2,000 years of creation was tohu vavohu, was voidness. Second 2,000 years of creation was the era of Torah. Why 2,000? From the time that Avraham started to study and teach Torah to the world. So Vayihi Or Ze Avraham. Actually, the Medrash goes further. The Medrash also says Vayikol Elokim L'Or Yom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called this Or Day, Ze Yaakov. This was Yaakov that continued with Avraham's Torah. Ulachesha kora laila, and the night he called, the darkness he called night, the physical darkness, we understand, but there was a spiritual darkness, ze esof, this was esof. Vayihi erev, and they became night, ze esof. Vayihi boker, and they became morning, ze Yaakov. Therefore, the Tzaddikim, the righteous ones of the world, that fulfill the Torah and the mitzvahs, that bring the wisdom of the Torah to the world, they're called Or. Because through them, we are, and through the eyes of the Torah, we are able to see the reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, he governs the world. And but the Rishoyim, the evil ones, that they add darkness and confusion and disorder into the world, they are called Choshech. They are called darkness. There's another medrash in Paragimel, Halacha He. The medrash says, in this posuk in the Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, by He or, let there be or, the medrash makes a very keen observation. It says, five times is mentioned or. Vayem Elokim Yi'or, Hashem said, let there be or, Vayhi or, and there was or. It's twice. Vayar Elokim Esa or Kitov, Hashem saw the light that it was good. It's three times. Vayar Elokim Beino or, Uveino Cheshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu distinguished between light and darkness. It's four times. Vayikra Elokim Leor Yom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the light day. It's five times. Five times is mentioned light in these few psukim. Why? So the Medrash says, Omer Reb Simon, hey pomim ksiv kan ora, king neged chamisha chum she Torah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only calling into existence the physical light, but he's also calling into existence the spiritual light. And what is that? That's the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the five books of the Torah. Vayem Elokim Yi'or, the first time he said, let there be light, that was Sefer Bereishis. Shebein Nisasek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bores Ha'ilomai. Because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the first light to the world, because in Sefer Bereishis he created the world. The second time by Yor Keneged Sefer Ve'ele Shmos. This has to do with Shmos. Why? Shebo Yotzi Yisrael Me'afila La'era. Because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came out of, Klal Yisrael came out of the darkness of Egypt to the great light. And they received the Torah. Vayar Elokim Esor Ki Tov. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the light and he said it was good. Now this is special. Not only does it say light, but it calls it good. That's connected Sefer Vayikra. Why? Shumole halochis rabbis. Because Vayikra is specifically a good light. Because we learn so many halochas, so many laws of the Torah are in Vayikra. Vayad elikim bein ora bein acheshech. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated between the light and the darkness, Keneged Sefer Bamidbar. That refers to the book of Bamidbar. Why? Shumabdul ben Yetzim Mitzrayim Lebaya Oretz. Because in the book of Bamidbar is where there was a division, a distinction between those that went out of Egypt and those that were going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Vayikol Arakim Leor Yom, and then he called the light day. That's Keneged Sefer Mishnah Torah. That refers to Mishnah Torah Devorim, the last Sefer. Why? Shumole halochas rabbis, because it's full again of many halochas. Mesivin chavrai l'Reb Simon. The chaverim, the talmidim and the colleagues asked Reb Simon, Akasha, you said that Sefer Vayikra is called not only Or, but Tov, good. Vayalakim asor ki Tov. Because Sefer Vayikra is full of halachas, full of dinim, full of laws. So then Sefer Dvorim also is full of laws. So why isn't it called Tov? Omar lehen af hu shona beidobar Vayikra lekim leor yeim lehu or velehu yeim esmo. So they answered. See, he answered that he said that this is why in the last or HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeated it twice. Vayikra what is the last posuk? Vayikra lekim leor yom. He repeated light twice, because what does he mean? He called light day. Day is light, and light is day. So that's why he repeated it twice, because it refers to Sefer Dvorim, which is also full of light, full of the light of the halachos. So here we see the same principle. The physical world can be a physical of dark, a world of darkness. This non-physical world is a world of light. If we put the two together, then we have light. If we separate them, we have darkness. The physical world is tachas ha-teva. That was created within the confines of the 7 days of creation. Therefore, it's madregish fis. It's a seventh level. The non-physical world, spiritual world, that's not part of the physical creation. And therefore, that is a level of shminis, a dimension of eight. Now, just as all of this gives light to the world, the Torah, Avraham, Yaakov, the Tzadikim, just, and not only does it give light, but it brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name into the world where we can see him and we can hear him. Because without the Torah we don't see him and we don't hear him. Just the contrary is by the Rishoyim, by the evil. At the end of Parshas B'Shalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I will have a war with Amalek forever. Amalek was the seed of Esav. And they were the great kofrim, Lord Yore Elakim. They denied the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they brought great darkness to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will have war with them forever. Why? Because Yod Alkeis Kor. Because I swear by my throne and my name, She'ein Shmi Sholem Ve'ein Kisei Sholem, that my name is not complete. And my throne, my kingship is not complete as long as Amalek is in the world. Because they cast a darkness in the world which conceals my name. Just as Abraham cast a light in the world which brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name into the world, where everyone recognized who he was, they cast a darkness in the world, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, breaks my name, divides my name, and divides my throne. This is why we find that the punishment which HaKadosh Baruch Hu meted out for Amalek, which seems a little strange, is Timcha Ezecher Amalek. Eradicate the remembrance of Amalek. What does it mean, eradicate? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Rashi explains their name should be erased forever, where there's not even a remembrance that they were even in the world. Rashi brings, even if there's an animal that once belonged to Amalek, you have to destroy it, because otherwise people will say this belonged to Amalek and their memory will be lasting in the world. They tried to destroy and eradicate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name from the world. He commanded us to eradicate their name from the world. When will that be, though? So there the Chazal say, and Rashi brings it in Parshas B'Shalach, Masai Tiyashmi Sholem, when will my name and throne be in totality? Ba'olu Meshim Bahar Seir Lishpeir Es Esav, when they go up to the mountain of Seir, which is the territory of Esav, and Esav is judged and destroyed, then it states, Bohayu Lashem Hamalucha, Kodesh Baruch Hu will then have the kingship. Bohay Hashem Lemelech Halo Ores Bayom Yi Hashem Echod Ushma Echod, and then his name will be one, it will not be divided into two. So, this is the Hanhoga, practice of the world. Now, we said that Shmini Atzeres, also we see there's the emphasis of eight. Yom Hashmini, on the eighth day of Sukkot, Atzeres Tialochem, you shall make a special yantif. What does that have to do with the eighth day? What does that have to do with this level of eight? The Medrash tells us. The Medrash asks, why do we need another yantif, another day? We had a Sukkot of 7 days. 7 days of celebration. What do we need an eighth day for? So the Medrash says, Moshe Lemelech Sheziman Hakol Lemishta. There was a king who wanted to make a big party, so he invited everyone. And they celebrated for many days. Ubisayf Acheshekulam Chozru Lebesom. And at the end, when everybody was going home, Omar La Avodav Anemonim Bahakrevim, he said to his very, very loyal and close servants, he says, Equally OJ Mechot, let everyone go home, but you stay with me one more day. Why? V'nismach ani v'atem levadon. So we can have a private simcha. It wasn't the question of extending the celebrations. It was, there'll be another type of simcha. Because till now, I was being misameach with the old Medina. But I want to have a private party. So let everyone go. You remain afterwards, and we will have our own private party. Kach omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So did HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. He says, all Yemekola Yemeachag, the whole Yantif. He says, the Umas Ha'elam, the nations of the world, were also involved in the Simcha. Why? Because every day you brought korbonos, you brought sacrifices, and you brought 70 porim, 70 bullocks, during the course of the 7 days of Sukkot. And that was in honor of the nations of the world. So they also had a part in the Simcha. Now that you're finished with that, remain one more day. V'nismach ani v'atem levad. And we will have our own private Simcha. And that's why it says on Shmini Atzeres, par echod al echod. The sacrifice for Shmini Atzeres was par echod, only one bullock, le'am echod, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's only nation. Now, once you removed the nations of the world, the darkness was removed. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name came out in totality. With Klal Yisrael, it was a different light. It was a different simcha. But during the 7 days of Sukkot, the nations of the world also had a part in Sukkot. And they bring their darkness. How could we be misameach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu be misameach with us if we can hardly see each other? So therefore Shmini Atzeres is a dimension not of this world, where the nations of the world are part of it, but is beyond this world. And therefore it's after 7 days we come to the level of the eighth. This is a reason why was chosen on this day the Gamra Shel Torah, to conclude the Sefer Torah and the great Simchas HaTorah. Because when you come to that level, that's the level of Torah. And that's Torah in its totality, a Torah Shlema. Now, we asked Shimcha HaGodl. We mentioned in the Alanisim Shimcha HaGodl twice. What does it mean, Shimcha HaGodl, your great name? The Shimcha, your name, or Shem Kodshei, your holy name. Shimcha HaGodl your great name refers to, means just what it means, just what it says. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Abraham in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, and he said, Ba'agad lo shemecho, I will make your name great. He said, go leave your home, go to Eretz Yisrael, there I will give you bracha. And amongst the brachas that he said, Ba'agad lo shemecho, I will make your name great, the sages say, Rashi brings, Shoidia tivacha ba'olam, your reputation, your name, your reputation will be known throughout the whole world. And we see Abraham is known throughout the whole world. Everybody knows about Abraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name becomes great when people are able to see him and to see his great acts. When he is concealed, then his name becomes small, to the point where his name can even be divided, like we find by Amalek. There, the darkness and the concealment were so strong. But when the nations of the world are moved aside, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name becomes full and becomes known throughout the whole world. And this is what is meant, Shimcha HaGodl. Actually, the level that we're speaking about is also the level of the Melech HaMashiach. Because when the Melech HaMashiach comes, he will conquer all of the nations of the world to bring them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there will be a great light in the world, because there will be no isnagdus, there will be nothing against the majesty of Hashem. It states, for example, that when the Melech HaMashiach comes, one of his first jobs is to make war with Amalek and fulfill the mitzvah of eradicating Amalek. And then he gathers all of the nations of the world together and makes Shechem Achod. He binds them all together to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it states, Shai LeMelech, they will all bring him a tribute and they will all submit themselves to his majesty, because he represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty. And this also is merumas. This also is mentioned subtly in these psukim, because in Pasuk Beis in Bereishis, where it says that the land will be, the earth will be, was empty and void and darkness and so forth, after that it states, Veruach Elokim Merachefes al Pnei Hamoim, the Spirit of Hashem hovers over the water. So the Medrash says this refers to the Melech HaMashiach that hovers and waits to come to bring this perfection to the world. Now, the Gemara brings in Masechet Sanhedrin that the Melech HaMashiach also will come after 7 years of preparation. It states that b'meitzo'o shvi'is hubo, that there'll be a Shemitah, a 7 year period. And the first year, this will take place. The second year, that will take place. The third year, this will take place. And each year is a specific preparation for the day when the Ben David, Mosai Ben David Bo, the seed of David, will come. It states, and after the end of the seven of the Shemitah, of the 7 years, states, b'meitzo'u shvi'is hu bo, after the 7 years he comes, which is in the beginning of the eighth year. Therefore, in the Midrash writes, this is in Midrash Rabbah, Perek Aleph, Osei, Shisha Dvorim Kodmu Lebriya Sa'olam. There are six things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created before the creation of the world. Some he actually created and some he had decided to create. In other words, these were creations not part and parcel of the physical world. Amongst those things that are mentioned is Torah, Yisrael, and the name of the Mashiach. Now let's go one step further. It's mentioned there also, the Beis HaMikdash. Amongst the six things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had determined to create before the creation of the world was the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash also. What was the Beis HaMikdash? This was the ultimate place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name could go out to the whole world. As it states, Zu Beisi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this will be my home, Beis Tfila L'chol HaAmim, where the whole world will know about it. The whole world will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. And they will come to Beis Tfila L'chol HaAmim. It will be a house for them also to come with tefillah, with prayer, and with sacrifices. So this is the place of the Gilui Shechina, where his name will go out to the whole world when the Beis HaMikdash is in its perfection. That's why it states in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that when the Melech HaMashiach comes, it says first he must make war with Amalek, v'acharkach, and then Beinin HaMikdash, then he must build the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is to spread HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in the world, and Amalek is to destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name from the world. Therefore, first he must eliminate Amalek. And this is why we find that during the time of the perfection of the Beis HaMikdash, there were constant miracles. Miracles beyond the natural parameters and constraints of the world. In the Mishnah Ovis in Perkei Mishnah Zayin, it states, Asore Nisim Nasu Lavesena BeBeis HaMikdash. 10 miracles took place in the Beis HaMikdash, and those are miracles which took place on a regular basis. Many of them took place every day, some even took place every minute, because the Beis HaMikdash also is not part of this world, but it's beyond this world. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was amongst the things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create before the creation of this world. So it's also at the level of Shminis, of eight. Now we can ask the question, where do we find, though, in the Beis HaMikdash, the level of eight? Where do we find that? To the contrary, if we look in the Heichal, by the menorah, there are seven candles. Where do we find this level of eight? By Shmini Atzeres, we found it's on the eighth day. The Bris Milah is on the eighth day. The giving of the Torah was in the eighth week. The Melech HaMashiach will be in the eighth year after 7 years of preparation. Where do we find in the Beis HaMikdash a level of eight? We find this by the Kohen Godel, because all of the Kohanim would only wear four garments. The Kohen Godel would wear eight garments. Why was he different than the others? To distinguish that he was at a level beyond the creation of the world of eight. Now, what did he do that the other Kohanim didn't do? He did basically the same thing every Kohen did. No. He was distinguished through the Kodesh HaKadoshim. All of the Kahanim, all of Israel, could go a certain amount into the Beis HaMikdash. The Kahanim could go further. They could go through the entire courtyard, and they could even go into the Kodesh. But no one was ever allowed to go in the Kodesh HaKadoshim except the Kohen Gadol. This was his yichud. This was his distinction. Kohen Gadol shehaya nichnas l'Kodesh HaKadoshim. What was so distinguished about the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Ein b'Kodesh ela arein bris Hashem. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim was only the Orem. And in the Orem, Ein b'Orem rak luchei sabris, were the tablets and the Sefer Torah. That's all that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Chazal tell us, why was it called Oren? Shekula Or. It was called Oren because it was all light. This was the concentration of the light of the Torah. The fact is, the Medrash Rabbah says even more. In Medrash Rabbah, Bereishis Gimel, Os Dalet, Medrash asks a question. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Vayihi Or, he wanted to bring the physical light into the world. Many of us ask, where did the physical light come from? He's bringing physical light into the world. Where's it coming from? Reb Shimon ben Yitzchok shol Reb Shmuel ben Nachman, Mipnei Sheshamati Alecha Sha'ato Baal HaGadol. I understand that you are a great Baal HaGadol. You understand the Midrashim. Meichan nivreis ha'ora. Where was the light created from? So first he answered from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Melamed shenis'ativ bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu kesalma v'hivik ziv hadore misefa ilam v'atsefa. Oter or kesalma. It was as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up in a talus, in a garment, and emanated from that garment a light which went from one end of the world to the other. Then Reb Rachya b'shem Reb Yitzchok omar mimokam beis hamikdash nivreso. Now the or came from the place of the beis hamikdash. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the light into the world. What does this mean? It means as follows. The source of light in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. If someone, a scientist, will ask you, you know, where are you going to create light from? Where's it going to come from? The source of light is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From there it went to his Torah. From the Torah, it went to the Beis HaMikdash. But where in the Beis HaMikdash? The Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because that was the place of the Torah. And that's why the Orem was called Kula Or. From there, it went to the Kodesh. The altar chamber. And it went to the menorah. And from the menorah it went out into the world. And this is why the menorah had seven lights. Because the menorah brought the light into the physical world. The physical world is at a level of seven. But the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was beyond this world. And therefore no man was ever allowed to go into there. Except Aaron, the Kohen Gadol. And even he only on Yom Kippurim, because that was the source, that was the spiritual light coming into this world, but it was beyond this world. But in the Kodesh, they could go. This is where we see that the Beis HaMikdosh was at the level of 8. Now, coming to Hanukkah. The war of Hanukkah with the Yevonim, with the Greeks, was not the usual war of territorial conflict or of pure anti-Semitism like it was with Homan, Lahashmi, Laharig, Elabed, as Kol Yehudim, to destroy every Jew. The war was a Milchamas HaTorah. It was an ideological war. The Greeks were very, very wise and cultured people. They wanted to spread that culture over the entire world, which they had ruled at that time. And they had no problem with that, except Israel. Israel, they were the obstinate ones. This was the era which was known as the Hellenism. And they refused to accept the Greek culture, refused to give up their Torah and mitzvahs. Therefore, they became very, very cruel. And this is the nusach of the Alanisim. This is why we say in the Alanisim, Kesha'omdu malchus yovan orosha umchisva la'ashkicham teiresecho, to destroy your Torah, la'avira mechukei retzonecho, and to cause them to leave your chukim, your mitzvahs. And this is why it says, Tamein b'yat tohorim, you gave impure ones into the hands of the pure ones, Rishoim b'yat tzadikim, the evil in the hands of the righteous, Zeidim b'yat eski seresecho, the arrogant into the hands of those who study Torah. So this was the war. So actually then, it was a war between light and darkness. And that's why in the Medrash it states, Choshech zu yovan, the Greek Empire was implied as with darkness, because they wanted to extinguish the light of Israel, the light of Torah. The Nitzochein, the victory, came about through a Kohen Godel. Matishahu uvonov Kohanim Gedolim. Because they came to enormous heights in the wisdom of Torah, in the love of Torah, in the dveikus of Torah, until to the point where they were prepared to stand up against the Greek Empire. Now we have to, for a moment, appreciate that. If you study the writings about Hanukkah, and the various Megillus, this wasn't just a simple battle. But the Greek Empire ruled the world, and they had the greatest armies in the world. They had armies of hundreds of thousands and of millions. And they sent one army after another army with instructions to wipe out the Hashmonaim, to wipe out Israel, because they wouldn't submit. And every army they turned back. Until finally they gathered up their greatest armies in the world and sent all of them to Eretz Israel against this little band. And this is what is meant here, Rabim b'yad ma'atim, that you gave over many into the hands of few. Now this was an enormous, these were the enormous miracles of Hanukkah. And they had risen to this level of Torah, Kohen Godel. This was the level of 8, beyond all of the parameters of the physical world. Because of that, they spread the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world. The whole world heard of this. And this was the great Kiddush Hashem. And the great Kiddush Hashem HaGodl. They made HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name into the Shem HaGodl. And through this, they brought his hanhoga, his practice of the world, that beyond the nature of the world. It's also interesting to note, the Maral brings, that the oil that they found, even though they lit the menorah with it, it was under the seal of the Kohen Gadol. In other words, it had come from that level of the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, the miracle of the military victories, these were all beyond the parameters of nature, because they had given their life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and they spread it in the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name becomes revealed, then it dissipates the nature. And the miracle of the menorah lasted 8 days, not 7 days, because the source it was coming from was that level. And this is why we are obligated, like the Gemara brings and the Rambam brings, we are obligated legale sesanes, like he says, to continue to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Agad Lo Shemecha, in the whole world through this miracle, to publicize this miracle. And we are obligated to say Hallel, because Hallel, the Gemara calls Shira, it's a song. You can only sing a praise when you see the praise. If you don't see it, or if you see it only a little, you can only sing a little praise. It states that HaKadosh, when did Klal Yisrael sing by the sea? It says Bayar Yisrael es Hayor Agdola, when they saw the great hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the sea, Oz Yoshia, then they sang. And therefore we sing Hallel for 8 days. And this is why it states the hodos l'shimcha ha-godol l'cha asis ha-shem godol, that you made this great name in the world, because this is the source where this miracle is coming from. It's interesting to note that the Rambam in Perikei of Yesodi HaTorah, when the Rambam brings the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, he says as follows, beginning of Perikei, he says, Kol Beis Yisrael mitzuvin al Kiddush Hashem HaGodol. All of the house of Israel is obligated to sanctify Hashem HaGodol, the great name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again he calls it Shem HaGodol. B'nigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, as it states, you shall sanctify myself in Yisrael, u'muzorin shalei lechalalo, and we are commanded not to desecrate it. As it states, leisechal l'shem kodshi, you shall not desecrate my sanctified name. And here is where he brings the laws of when a Jew is obligated to give his life to sanctify the great name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here he goes further. He brings that every act of a Jew, if it brings honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Areze Kiddush Hashem, he says, then you have sanctified the Shem HaGodol. And every act of a Jew, if it will bring honor to others, to other Jews and to other non-Jews, that brings honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, then Hareze Kiddush Hashem, you have sanctified the great name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you have Gad Lo Shemecha, you have made his name great and visible in the world. And to the contrary, any act from a Jew which defames HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, says Harezer Chilas Hashem. This desecrates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. This minimizes his name in the world. It conceals his name. So these were the acts of the Hashmonoim, that they brought the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the whole world. And therefore, the miracles came from there. And they lasted 8 days. And they made his name great, where they were able to say the Hallel for 8 days. This is gives us an insight into what took place during the time of Hanukkah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.